And we continue with the same tikkun, tikkun vav, tikkun six, tikkun with the shiluach haken, and to explain the whole concept of sending the birds. That's the name of the mitzvah. Shiluach haken can mean a nest, and we talked so far about the birds. But the birds represent the Shechina. But if we talk about eggs, or if we talk about chicks, or if we talk about sons, different category. So we continue. What shalach to shalach? Od yesh tam mitzvah shiluach haken. Tachezi malachai de mamana lofin deilu nafshin nekrut ziperin. There is an angel that in charge of those birds that we call tziporim, that we call small birds. Lefi shem mipchanat malchut da'asiyah, because they coming from malchut in the system level that called asiya. Asiya system is the world of action. Anikret zipor kadal, v'amalach hazeh usandal shmeh, and the angel, like we say before, who is in charge of that, name is Sandal. That's his name. ובזמנת ישראל מקיימים אי פקודה דשילוח הקן, and when the Israelites are doing the mitzvah of שילוח הקן, they are actively making sure that they're doing that specific mitzvah. וזאת אימא מתרחה, ואיפה של ההפרוחים ששלחו מהקן שלה הולכת מגורשת מטורפת. Think about the physical idea of the mitzvah, not just the spiritual or the mystical meaning. When you actually push a bird away from her eggs or chicks or her sons, what do you think happened to the mother? Said to us, תיקוני הזוהר, הולכת מגורשת ומטורפת. Then the mother started going crazy, מטורפת, mean crazy, and מגורשת, and divorced. ובנין צופחים, and her son screaming. והפוכים שלקחו אותם צועקים ובוכים. Or the chicks are screaming and crying. אז יהיו סנדל, then this angel, the name is Sandal, עוליף זכו אלופין דילה, על הנפשו עשייה. It say, in different section of the Zohar, that because the mother is going crazy, it creates enough mercy for the world. What does that even mean? Tell us, Tikkunei Zohar, it have mercy on nefashot de asiya. We know that we have five worlds, the world of action, the world of formation, the world of creation, the world of emanation, and the world of what we call Adam Kadmon, primordial man, which the lowest one is asiya. Now, within Asiya, you have five types of fulfillment. It starts with Nefesh, then Ruach, then Neshama, then Chaya v'Yechida. So, when that pain happens to the mother, there is enough availability, accessibility from the angel Sandal to pour enough light to the Nefashot of Asiya. V'ima lekut shabarichu, דקתי ובח, ברחמם לכל מעשיו, אם כן, המי גזרת על היו הופעה לנפשות, דעשייה, וכך מכינה המלכות שבעולם עשייה, וכן מתת דייצירה. So through that, it's awakening the mercy side of the creator. And the same thing happening for us, for יצירה, for the world of formation, for the world of formation, we have מתת, we have the angel, Matat, and the angel Matat is a different level. It's a higher level than Sandal because the angel Matat is the king of all angels. That's why we call it Matat. He's the king of all angels. Olive zachu alofin nilide uruchin achen bibne rasha. Now, kol mishet lo pchinat ruach di yitzira. But what does that mean, that Matat is taking care of that specific person? It means that that specific person as a ruach, the second level of the soul, come from Yetzirah, from formation. That's why it's connected to Matat. שיש ברוך ליצירה, מפרש את זה, וכוסה ידעו נשמדים, עולם הבריאה נמשכות ונשמות להורים להם. And from עולם בריאה, which is what we call בנים, we study last time, as sons. So, the soul that coming from there, coming from בריאה. It doesn't say בינה of בריאה, like you say before, רוח ליצירה, or at least נשמה de בריאה. It just say Bria, just say the world of creation. Then the Neshamot, that is there. It's a different level. It's come from Kursaya, coming from the chair, coming from the throne. ומהי חיה רוחין, ומעולם היצירה נמשכים הרוחות, from the world of formation, withdrawing the ruach, because that's what belonged to. ומאופן נפשין, מעולם הנפשייה נמשכות הנפשות, from עשייה, withdrawing the נפש. מפרש וינון בבריאה, יצירה ועשייה, לקרים כיסא חיה ואופן. So this is three levels. The levels in the highest level, which is Bria, where the Neshama comes from, it's called Kise, throne, or chair. Chaya, Chaya means animal, but Chaya also means livelihood, from the word Chaim. This has come from Yetzira, this is the energy of Yetzira, and Ofan coming from Asiya. So we have three levels, that's called Kise, Chaya, Ve'ofan. Ofanim, lower, Chayot, HaKodesh, or Chayot, second, which is Yitzira, and then Kisei HaKavod is in the level of Bria. And we continue. Now, בשבתות ויומים טובים, שאלתי זוכות ישראל, נרן דאצילות, מבחינת תוספת נרן, in Shabbat, I have a feeling like I say it, but I gotta say it again, I guess. In Shabbat, in holiday, Shabbat Shachol Yisrael, Naranda Atzilut, what happened especially doing Shabbat or doing Chagim, the Israelite receive Naranda Atzilut. Why we should get excited about Chagim? Rosh Hashanah is coming. Why should I get excited about it? What's the secret? Because then you could receive Naranda Atzilut. You receive it from a place that you're never going to receive. Maximum you can receive from Bria. Doing the only they receive from Atzilut, from the world of emanation. Bebchinat Tosefet Naran Shel Shabbat. For that reason, those of you who pray with Kavanot, those of you who pray with meditation, we know that there is Nefesh Ruach Neshamah that you get. During Friday night, there is Nefesh Ruach Neshamah that you get Saturday morning. So every time you have the Naran, how are you getting it? From Atzilut, which is a great deal. As Dachtin, Aluy Neshmatin, Ruchim, Neshim, Ruach Atzilut, Mibina, then everything that we receive coming from Bina, Zerampin or Malchut of the system of Atzilut, of the system of emanation. It's not just any system. So yes, we still receive Neshama, Ruach veNefesh, the same like before. But this time, the location where it's come from is the world of emanation. That before it came either from Bria, for the world of creation, or from the world of formation, or for the world of action. This time it's all coming from Atzilut. What a gift. Shabbat, what a gift. Holiday. Think about it. I mean, it's tremendous. Dinu ruha de kusha mezatzvin ki bina kolalet gar vezachar venugva zayin tachtonot are yutzfirot. Because when we look at it from how the system works, bina is ten sfirot there. Gimel rishonot vezachar venekeva. So Zayin Tachtonot and Gimel Rishonot together is 10. So have 10 Sfirot. Valamna Olif Zachu Al Ofin Dilin Deinu Nishmatin Deparim Lebna Yasha. Dainu Lomnin Gimel Rishonot Beratzam Melamdin Zchut Al Pchinat Naran Nishachot Mehem Umbatayim Melamdin Zchut Umbaz Valam Yisrael Mekamim Ayim Kudat Yishluach Haken. When you can actually have a chance that those angels, those forces speak good about you, when a person do the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen. When a person is focusing on doing the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen. So without doing this mitzvah, this is not being awake. For that reason, Tikkun HaZohar is makpid, is specifically being very meticulous about talking about how this mitzvah is connecting to all this wonderful thing that we can get. So it's two things. The meaning of the mitzvah, and what the actual mitzvah can do for you. The meaning of the mitzvah is related to the Shechina, Banim, Efrochim, Betzim, you know, but the actual mitzvah is releasing that energy that you might be able to receive while you're doing the mitzvah. Because the minister who in charge of those birds, that we relate the mitzvah for. When you push the word away, there is minister for everything. Shebaolam hazeh. Em melandin zechut alehem shenigrashu mekedem. They right away look for creating mercy for the birds being pushed away from their nest. וקודש ברוך הוא וזרם בין לאצילות מעביד, קנית לכל הכלין, ילד האצילות ימי, וימה וכי כל ממנה דאופן דלתתת בריאה יצרי עשייה, וליף זכו לאופין דלי ממנה עליהו, על הנרם נמשכות נביעה, וליף בחו מען דלו ליף זכו בנה נפשות ורוחות, מזכר, מזכר ונוגבה דאצילות, נלו ישראל שלהם נאמר בני בחור ישראל, by doing that mitzvah that looks such a cruel act, to push the mother away from her family, that cruel act, almost activating a merciful act to remind the universe, the galaxy, the God, the divine, that also Bnei Israel doesn't have their nest. Bnei Israel doesn't have their place like it used to be with the Shekhinah, with the temple. And it's awakening from Atzilut, because Bnei Israel come in from Atzilut. I know Aruchot v'nefashot shebizachra v'nukva da'atzilut, v'shkai b'kalutah. And it reminds the creator that also, I mean, is the creator need a reminder? No. It's been activating a memory of the creator to do the idea of bringing the Shekhinah out of the Galut. Because if the birds screaming and yelling that they separate me from my children, the Shekhinah screaming and yelling that you separate me from the Israel, from the Israelite. She doesn't have the temple. She doesn't have that. That mitzvah is activating the reality existent of what the Shekhinah is going through during the Galut, during the exile. And from this, the concept that Jerusalem has not been built. לכן גלתה השכינה משם, ובלוי בגלותה. That's what the Shekhinah can no longer sit in their nest. What is the nest of the Shekhinah? Jerusalem. Jerusalem. If Jerusalem not built, there is no nest. If there is no nest, where the Shekhinah going to sit? And for that reason, the children are no longer with her. They are not in the nest too. Where are they? בגלותה תחת ידי הדדונים קשים ומין דאלמה, המשובדים מבני ישראל. The Israelite becomes slave to the other nation because of the Galut time. Because of the Galut, now they become slaves. They're no longer with their mother. And because of that, they have to cry and yell. Very similar to what the Gozalim, what the chicks are going through. And nobody asks for mercy for them. And somebody can speak good on them. And that time, there is screaming from God's point of view. But what does that mean, God's point of view? God is screaming now? What does that even mean? That God is kind of tzavach. You know, what does that mean? So it say, Zeher Anpin da Atzilut. Kudsh Baruch Hu is always Zeher Anpin. But when we talk about this level, is the Zeher Anpin of Atzilut. ואמר למעני למעני יעשה ויעשה למען שבי, הוא צריך לומר, אני אלמוד עליהם זכות. The creator find out, and nobody can fix that situation that they get out of the exile. And again, exile doesn't mean that you live in outside of Yerushalayim. Exile mean you can live in Yerushalayim, but the Shekhinah is not there, and the Shekhinah is not there, you're still in exile. That's called exile. הוא רוצה לומר, אני אלמוד עליהם זכות. So God said, I myself will teach great things about them. So instead of waiting for somebody to do the work, God doing the work. And because of that, automatically, there is a mercy force that being awake on us. And right away, there is a mercy being activated on Bnei Israel that coming from the Creator. Now, there is another section here I want to read. Again, I want to make sure, when I use the word sandal, it sounds like sandals, because it is in the bottom. It is connected to Asiya, but it's not his real name. It's sandal, and then you add another three letters, which is phone. You cannot say his old name. Just checking if there is an additional thing that I need to share with you. So today, that's the part I want to read to you. Yeah. So it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, מה הוא עושה? מאסף לכל החיילות שלו ואומר, הרי כל ממונה של העופות של המטה, בבריאה יצירה, לומד זכות על העופות שלו. God said, in בריאה יצירה עשייה, every force, remember, in בריאה is the kisei, is the throne, in Yetzirah is Matat, in Asiya is Sandal. So, God said, in every level, everybody is in charge of their bird. In Bria Yetzirah Asiya. ובצחות על העפות שלו, שהוא ממונה עליהם. ובכם אין מי שלבו צחות על בני השם ישראל. So, what about Israel? Who's going to speak good about them? Because it says, בני בחורי ישראל, if you remember, when the Israelite left Egypt, Moses came with the message from God. זה בני בחורי ישראל. My firstborn is Israel. אבל השכינה שהיא בגלות והקן שלה של ירושלים חרב. הוא בנה בגלות תחת ירובות העולם. ואין מי שיבקש רחמים ולבות זכותם. בעת היא צועק את זה ואומר, למעני למען אני אעשה, וזה למען שמי וזה נתורי רחמים ושכתו על בנה של בגלות. So God himself is redeeming us from the exile. God himself bringing the שכינה back to ארץ ישראל, to ירושלים. Yeah, I think I'm going to stop here because I want to start talking about the details of Shiloh HaKen, but maybe we